This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, he's the host of Believe in Titans podcast, former Titan Denard Walker. What's going on, Denard?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing good. Well, man. Getting ready for a little Ravens football this Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium. The Ravens have been struggling. Losers of two of the last three football games. A game against the Steelers in which they had and lost. And then a game last week that looks almost as if they were really never in until the towards the end of the game.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you watch a lot of Titans, but the Ravens are one of those teams that everybody knows about. Your thoughts on the struggles of them over the past month or so?
Well, you know, just like Tennessee, I mean, they've hit a little roadblock, and that's unfortunate, but that's the way this game is that we go through what I call ebbs and flows of the season. And sometimes we start off good and sometimes we end up bad. Sometimes we start off bad and we end up good. I don't know the formula for that. But, you know, this is a team right now that, much like Tennessee, they have an identity crisis right now. They're trying to find their DNA. And really right now you're getting into the meat and potatoes part of the schedule where teams typically kind of take off and separate themselves. So I look at a team this week that's going to try to get back on track. Because right now, this is where you make that playoff push. So I'm anticipating a good game because both teams really are just trying to find themselves at this moment.
Yeah, they certainly are. And one of the things that the Ravens have struggled with is the pass rush on both sides of the ball. Lamar's been under duress. It looks like the Tennessee doesn't have much of a pass rush this year, like near the bottom of the league in sacks. I mean, what do they like up front?
Yeah, you know, we've been really been anticipating, you know, Jadeveon getting going, you know, and I think there's a lot of people really calling him out. But he's been disruptive. We just haven't seen the sacks. Jeffrey Simmons right now is having an MVP caliber year. But again, I mean, there's not a lot of sacks, but those guys do a really good job when they're on, basically making that interior line, you know, go backwards. And that's what you want to see when you see a quarterback under duress. And that's what we're going to have to do this week with Lamar. You know, when Lamar has issues or troubles is when the pocket actually collapses. But when they give him time, you know, we know what he can do. He's dangerous. He's the most dangerous quarterback, the most dangerous weapon in the National Football League. So, yeah, we've been – Harold Landry, he's been very productive. Daquan Jones has been good, but we just haven't – it hasn't really equated into guys getting, you know, the sacks that we wanted to see this year. But, you know, hopefully we can get on a roll this week because we're going to need it against Baltimore.
Well, the Titans have a very dangerous player. His name is Derrick Henry, as you're well aware, Denard. How would you approach him as a defender?
Woo, man, you know what? You got to ask Josh Norman that.
or
that's what you don't do. But let me just say this, man, is that guy is unbelievable. 6'3", 240 pounds. He's basically a 21st century version of Eddie George, somebody that I played with and that I respected so much. And every time I look at Derek, I see traces of Eddie. I mean, they're both really the same kind of a back. They're both elusive. People forget, you know, because they're so big that you think they're just power runners, and that's not the case. We saw what happened when Derek hit that hole against Houston. You know, nobody was going to catch him. And when you see a guy with that size and that talent and that caliber, and he's that caliber of a player, an all-around player. He's very dangerous, and, you know, we got to continue to feed him. And also we got to continue to rest him going down the stretch, and we've seen a lot of production from Dante Foreman, who I've been very high on. He, you know, came off the practice squad. Jeremy McNichols has gave us some quality carries. We're going to get Darrington Evans back, so that's going to be a huge plus, because what you don't want to do today is you don't want to run him down, especially this is a time where you really need him and need him to be fresh and productive. So he's just a great player, man. I love to watch him play.
Here with Denard Walker, former Tennessee Titans. He is host of Believe in Titans. Denard, you said something that we've talked about a lot on this show. That's identity crisis, not only the Ravens but the Tennessee Titans. With the Titans, at least, do you think maybe opponents are forcing them into the identity crisis, or is it self-inflicted by them getting away from the game plan?
You know what? It's really self-inflicted. You know, it's one of those things where you just, you know, as a player, as a former player, you know, I've been through this before, where it's like you just go through, you know, you go through struggles. That's a part of the game. You know, unfortunately, we're not going to be like the 72 Dolphins, where we're all going to finish 14-0. And where you have losses, where you have a lot of mishaps, I call, is typically self-inflicted. And a lot of teams will go through that. So what they have to do is they have to look at what the problem is, and it starts with each player looking at themselves. We all have to do that. I think so many times in professional sports, I know from a media standpoint, we want to pick out things here and there. But players, what they would do when they're inside of that locker room, they take a look at themselves and realize that I might be the source of the problem. I know I went through that when I was at Tennessee, when I struggled in the playoffs back in 1999. I had to really take a long look at myself and say, you know what? It's you know, it's not this guy. You know, it's not Samari Rowe. It's not Marcus Robinson. It's not Blaine Bishop. I'm the issue. And when you kind of look at yourself and say, listen, if it's on me, then I take accountability for myself. And that's what each guy in the National Football League on both teams, whether you're playing for Baltimore or Tennessee, you have to do. You got to take it up on yourself. Lamar can't look at the offensive line and say, listen, guys, you got to give me more time. He's got to take a look at himself and say, what can I do to get better? It's the same thing with Orlando Brown. He can't look and say, am I protecting Lamar? What am I doing or what are we not doing? Maybe you're not, you know, getting outside of the pocket. Maybe you're not running when you have to. You know, it's little things like that, and it's the little things that you have to correct. And when you can correct those things, you'll see a team basically just, they'll just out of nowhere, you know, they'll just take off. And that's what you got to do in this league. And once you kind of take it up on yourself, then that's where you see teams start to excel and they start to fight through those problems or, you know, those, I like to call them, the self-inflicted wounds that we place on ourselves. That's when teams start, they start getting going, is when you start taking a look at the player individually.
One of the things that really improved in Tennessee, I've noticed, is the giveaways. Like last year, they weren't bad, but they gave away 17 times. So you can count on at least one a game. This year, you lead the league in giveaway takeaway ratio, plus 10, only 3 interceptions and 1 fumble. First of all, is that a credit to the coaching staff? And what is the weaknesses? You've got an incredible running back. You don't give the ball up. Like, where would you point to if you were going to say, hey, I'd attack that if I was the Ravens OC?
If I was the Ravens offensive coordinator right now, and I'm going to attack that Tennessee defense, and I'm going to do just like what happened last week. I'm going to go after the secondary, okay? What I'm going to do is I'm going to test Malcolm Butler, and I'm going to test a new guy that we've basically saying he might be the missing piece to this puzzle, and that's Desmond King. I think the secondary has been called out all year. I think they've been productive some games, and then Cincinnati – you see where they have the losses. They couldn't get off a third down. So this is where teams have attacked them. We saw last week against Indy. Indy went right after the secondary. Now, what Phillip did, he didn't have any what I call explosive plays, which is like balls, the 50-50 balls downfield. But what they did was did a lot of short throws. They did a lot of quick passes, some digs, some slants. They made sure they tried to implement Michael Pittman Jr. in the game plan. We saw him get some – he made some big catches, of course. So if you're an offensive coordinator, you're saying, listen, we got to go and we got to go fast. This is where this team might struggle. This is where the secondary seems to struggle. But again, you know, it seems like when this secondary is called out, they seem to respond to adversity. So that's what you're hoping you will see this week is the secondary didn't play. They didn't play bad. You know, Phillip Rivers did have over 300 yards passing, but it wasn't nothing that I felt like that gave Indy the victory. So if you're an offensive coordinator right now, listen, I'm going right after our secondary, and until they can prove otherwise, then you know what? Then I'll change the game plan.
While we're talking defense, what type of job do you think Mike Vrabel has done with the defense after not deciding to replace Dean Pease?
Yeah, you know what? That's one of the things we talk about on our podcast is the fact that they didn't go out and hire a defensive coordinator. I mean, that's a lot of responsibility for a coach to try to coach the team, number one, and then you're trying to run a defensive unit, number two. You know, and sometimes, like, you know, guys can take that the wrong way because sometimes your head coach may spend a little bit more time over here than rather than over here, and that can become a distraction. We've saw that this year. With them having issues on third down. Now, they went into the Pittsburgh game after giving 24 points up in the first half, and then they corrected that in the second half and only gave up 3 points. So we thought all of a sudden Coach Vrabel has got that situation, you know, under wraps. But then they come back next week, you know, and then they just blow an egg. So it's kind of like, you know, when you don't have a defensive coordinator, you don't have somebody there to really just focus on the defense. You know, as a head coach, you know, he's got to look at the overall picture, you know, everybody from special teams right down to the offense. And so I think he's done a great job. Listen, they're 6-3. They're second in the division. Last week we saw them. They made some big stands against Indy on the fourth and goal. It was huge. I thought the defense played well. I just think they didn't get enough credit against the Colts. But I think Coach Vrabel's done a great job with that defense. He's got that defense going where they want to go. You know, again, it's just putting everything together. And then I think once they can do that, then this is a team that can easily, in the next seven game, I don't see why they can't go 5-0 down the stretch like they, you know, started out.
He is an odd walker. He is host of the podcast, Believe in Titans. Tell us all about your podcast.
Well, you know, our podcast is just like what we're talking. We're trying to figure out what's going wrong. We're trying to let people know, you know, this is – how they're having success. We're just kind of breaking it down. We've got a good, great host in Davey Hudson. He comes from like an analytics standpoint. You know, he's very smart. He went to the University of Tennessee. So he brings that, you know, like them stats and analytics and breaking it down. You know, this is what happens here if the percentages. Me, I'm just coming from a player perspective. I'm just letting him know this is what goes on in the locker room. I'm letting him know, you know, this is how guys think because I can empathize with guys because I've been there. I've walked the walk. I've talked the talk. And we just kind of bring those two opinions and bring those two ideals together. And we allow it to mesh as one. And then we just talk about it on a podcast, Believe in Titans podcast. And we just have fun with it. So it's a blast. You know, it really is fun to, after all these years of being away from the game, to be able to be a part of the game. To a certain extent.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.